Channel Radio.
The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Business Bunker Show here on Channel Radio in association with Biz Radio. You're listening to me, Paul Andrews, and the stonkingly headache-free Jill Serkin.
Oh, I've had a... I woke up this morning with a slight little grumble, and then...
How is he?
It just went... Well, he actually is not a happy person, because, of course, Darcy Greyhound has got into the habit of waking us up about 1:30 to 2 o'clock, and we've been doing this Greyhound training where you ignore them. So we've got a wooden floor in the hallway.
What's she want you to do?
She wants to go out. Oh, right, she doesn't need to go out. It's just a habit that she's got into. And you hear this, you know, little claws.
Oh, yeah.
And I go, in your bed. By which time you're totally awake. Anyway, we ignored her for about an hour.
Right.
And then in the end, I gave up and put her outside. And then we left her as a punishment in the garden room, which goes off from the garden. And she howled for another 2 hours. And then I got up at 5 and let her in. But she's just a spoiled prima donna, basically.
Yep.
So that was fun. So my new husband is a little bit grumpy. But he has been admirable with the pond. Have you seen my lovely pond?
I saw your picture of you having tea by the pond.
My green smoothie.
Yeah, yeah.
Which was actually a brown smoothie because it's got cacao in it.
Oh, right.
You'd love that, wouldn't you?
No.
But it's lovely. I had my washing out because no headache. So I got my washing out. I was like Dame Wash-a-Lot, I was.
You what?
I was like Dame Wash-a-Lot, I was.
Was you?
Did you never read? Who was that? It was Magic Faraway Tree. There was Dame Wash-a-Lot, and she used to slosh the washing powder down the washing water down the faraway tree, and all the squirrels and that were climbing up it. Did you never read Enid Blyton?
I don't know that was Enid Blyton, was
it? Yes, it was. It was the Magic Faraway Tree, of which I'm a huge fan.
Really? Obviously.
Yeah.
Yeah, you built your entire life around
it. The Slippery Slip. Did you never go down the Slippery Slip?
No, I don't know any of that. No.
What did you read as a toddler, as a kid?
Five Go Mad in.
With George.
Yeah, yeah.
And Ginger.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
They always had.
Yeah.
They have ginger ale. They always had, didn't they?
And Just William.
Yeah, I can see you a bit like him.
And Richard Searle. What was that? The schoolboy one.
Oh, Desperate Dan.
No.
Bunty.
No. And not Billy Bunter. The other one. Molesworth Jr. That's him.
I don't even know that one.
Ah, there you go.
Well, I was mad on, I think, the whole Enid Blyton thing as a kid.
Mm.
I mean, we didn't really watch TV or anything, and we were all Secret Seven and Famous Five. We were all in little
gangs. Yeah, well, I know Secret Seven and Famous Five and all that.
Well, you've missed out on Dame Wash-a-Lot.
And Swallows and Amazons.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Also. Yeah. Well, Dame Wash-a-Lot used to do the washing and then throw the water down the tree.
Right.
So the little squirrels and people that were going up there, and I always wanted to have go down the Slippery Slip, and I always wanted to have what were they, Google buns.
All right, okay.
I always wanted a Google bun, and I've never had a Google bun.
Talking of squirrels, Dan put up a new bird feeder in my garden.
All right,
yeah, and he put 400 weight of grease on it. and so far, the squirrels are being a bit slippy-slidy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Grease is the word, it's the word.
Yeah.
It's
the word. Although the whole thing was almost brought down by a magpie that tried to peck some of the peanuts from it. And, of course, it was a bit big. I'll tell you what we have had that's been gorging on the peanuts is a spotted woodpecker.
Have you?
Mm.
Oh, and how is that? Is it big, small?
Yeah, it's fairly big.
I don't think I've ever seen a spotted woodpecker.
Yeah.
I would like to see one. Mm-hmm. I have seen quite a few egrets lately where I live. Mm. Lovely little, they are little egrets.
Mm.
I saw two. I put them on my Twitter. The lovely Wayne Cunnington, my AstraZeneca buddy, he's listening in again. He's not at Tesco today. I think he's at home lounging.
Wow. Okay.
And he says, Five Go Mad in Dorset.
Mm, that's him.
And then he says, Huckleberry Finn. Did you listen to him?
Oh, yeah. I'm a great fan of Samuel Clemens of... my memory's going.
Well, do you know, you always had a memory like an elephant.
I know, I'm getting old.
I've got one thing to say to you.
Yeah, go on.
Fish oils.
oh, whatever.
You know, but you never take them, would you?
No, no, no. I don't take tablets. I don't even take paracetamol.
Have you had your ginger tea yet?
I haven't yet. No, I've finished all the licorice and
how
my licorice
sport
stick.
You are.
Yeah.
Did you have your licorice stick?
Yeah. I've eaten that.
Okay.
I've even got all the bits out of my teeth now.
Yeah. I was driving.
Anyway, Mark Twain. I was trying to think of.
Oh, Mark Twain.
Yeah, Huckleberry Finn.
Yeah,
and
see,
all
I didn't
that.
Read that. But yeah. I loved all the Jules Gymkhanas and things. And I begged my parents when I was about 8 to send me to boarding school, which isn't very nice, is it? I think I upset them. And they couldn't afford it. But I begged them to go because all the boarding school, Mallory Towers and Jules, they all had ponies. And I was
St. Trinian's.
Yeah, that
would have been your style.
I was horsey mad.
St. Trinian's would have been your style, wouldn't it? Yeah.
Anyway, I went to Liverpool, you know, on the Thursday. I went to Liverpool from Salford. And it's full of Beatles there.
Well, it would be.
I stayed in the Dixie Hotel.
Yeah.
You know what that is?
Yeah, I do. I'm trying to work out why you're doing Dixie. A Geordie accent about this.
Dixie. Everybody's really friendly there. Like, they're all lovely. Yeah. And they got busies there. You know what a busy is?
Yeah, I do. Yeah. But
they got busies everywhere.
Yeah.
I stayed in the Dixie Hotel.
Did you?
And you know
why are you telling me this? And why are you telling me in a Geordie accent?
Well, the Dixies, he's a famous footballer, you know. It's really hard
you don't
to do.
Know, but you don't know because you couldn't tell me remotely what his surname is.
I'll have to look it up. But
it's Dixie Dean.
Yeah, Dixie Dean. Yeah. That's where I stayed. Yeah. And you know, we got up too late for breakfast.
Right.
Me and the new husband. And you know, great the general manager. I was asking him, you know, where can we get a good breakfast? You know, Liverpool breakfast, the real one, the real deal, where there's no busies. And he said, oh, you can go down the road to wherever it was, Hamilton's or something.
Sunderland.
Yeah, we were just looking. And then he said, hang on a minute, I just have a word with me chef. And he came back and we got the full Liverpool in the Dixie Dean, whatever it's called, hotel.
Right.
I can't remember. I'd had a hangover. I'd had Guinness the night before.
You don't know Dixie Dean played for them?
No. Well, was it? My new husband knows. I can't keep that up. It's giving me a real sore throat doing that.
Right.
And like my cheeks are actually, I've sort of stretched your cheeks, don't you, when you say that?
Yeah, Everton.
Everton, of course. Mm-hmm. But opposite the Dixie Dean, there's another hotel, which is another football thing. I can't remember the name of that either. Yeah. But I'll tell you later. But we went on the Mersey.
Anyway, why are you telling me all this? I've no idea.
I've never been to Liverpool before. We went on the Mersey, the ferry across the Mersey.
When did you go to Liverpool?
Well, I went to see a thyroid doctor, Dr. Adrian Heald.
When?
Salford,
not why, when?
Wednesday. And then after Salford, I trottled up to Liverpool.
On Wednesday?
Yeah, Wednesday night, if you must know my full calendar.
Yeah, well, no, I asked you when, not why, not who,
Tuesday,
not where.
Tuesday, when I missed your bunker show. I did miss you. It was very
sad. You were at Moorfields on Tuesday.
I was at Moorfields.
Yeah.
I did a whole pilgrimage, a health pilgrimage.
Yeah, but Moorfields is in London.
Yeah, went
Well,
there.
Come on, let's have the accent.
I went down the old cockerball.
All right, mate, yeah.
I actually went to the city, because Moorfields is an EC1. I went to The Grind. It's a lovely coffee shop.
Yeah.
And they do Eggs Benedict, and it's very posh.
You're still in the East End.
Yeah, I know, but they're all posh there, and it's all... you
only
don't have
now.
Eggs Benedict in the East End.
Only now.
Anyway, Grind.
Didn't you have jelly deals?
No.
Pie mash?
No.
Bit of gravy?
Liquor?
Yeah.
No. One hell of a liquor. Anyway, that's another story. That's an evening joke. I can't possibly say that at 1 o'clock. But anyway...
although she just has, of course. Yeah.
Moorfield was very, very good, but it was NHS. I've had two private and last year for my AstraZeneca.
And anyway, so Moorfield sent you to Liverpool?
No. We then went to Salford to see a very good thyroid doctor who has now given me...
Salford's in Manchester.
Yeah, we went to Manchester. I don't know how to do that one.
You don't?
That's like Coronation Street, isn't it, Doug?
All right.
All right, Doug.
Yeah.
A up. Ina Sharples. Wayne Cunnington's listening. He'd know because he's up north somewhere. I don't know where he is. He's up north.
Well, he started this. Thank you, Wayne.
Yeah.
Can you just go to Tesco's in future?
But a name like Wayne is not very northern, is it, really?
Yeah, of course it is.
John Wayne, he's not northern, is he?
Yeah, Wayne.
He's a cowboy,
Wayne,
isn't he?
Lincoln.
Yeah, well, maybe. For me, it's much more cowboy. But anyway, we then went from Manchester. Anyway, the NHS was very good since yours. Huge hospital. Salford.
In Salford. Yeah,
Salford. A huge hospital. And then he said he could give me my tablets on the National Health, which is what they should be, of course, because it's life changing thyroid. And he said, I'll phone you in the afternoon, but he never did. I haven't had an email or anything yet. But then I got this polar bear delivery saying your medicine. I got a delivery to my home.
If anybody out there can keep up with this conversation, please give me a ring and let me know, because I haven't got a clue what you're
saying. National Health.
I asked her a simple question. We ended up in Liverpool at the Dixie Dean Hotel having breakfast with a Scouser before going to Manchester and being ridden by a polar bear. I don't know.
Anyway,
I lost the plot.
I got this courier delivery of my medicines for 6 months.
Where did the polar bear fit in?
It was called the polar delivery. That's what they are. They deliver for Lloyd's Pharmacy for the NHS.
Right, okay.
And my drugs, he'd completely changed the
it's
brand.
It's your dealer. Your dealer is a polar bear. Okay, all right.
It just had thyroid on the bottle. Yeah. Yeah. Take 7.
I remember the 60s too. Yeah,
I want to know. Yeah. No, you don't remember anything. You just said you'd lost your
memory. No, exactly. Which is, you know.
Anyway, so I now know that he's given me a different brand, which probably won't work. And it's got lots of fillers in. And it's not the brand that I have.
Anyway, shall we start with...
what Hillary Clinton has.
Oh, well, that's all right.
Yeah.
I'm not even going to go there. I'm not even going to go there.
It's good enough for Hillary. It's good enough for me.
Yeah. Listen, anyway, shall we start this business show?
Yeah, let's. Yeah, you did ask.
We've had loads and loads of tweets, and I want to make sure we get them all in, of course. And we've got two fabulous guests in the studio to talk to, and we've got a recorded interview in the third in the series of the Maidstone Business Terrace interviews, which we're going to be playing in the first half of the show. And then we're going to talk to Zena and Darren, obviously.
Who've come in bearing gifts.
They have, and books. I mean, there's
a whole library.
There's a pile of books between me and Jules, which is always useful, because it means I can't really see her.
Exactly, yeah. I saw you craning around there just to make sure I was here.
Exactly.
Because last week you missed me, didn't you? You were on your own, mumbling along on your own. We got Nihal Arthanake. Is that Sri Lankan?
Yeah.
Hey, you got it in one.
Darren, did you really?
How do I say it?
I've just weaned her off a Scouse accent, and now you're going to get her going all Sri Lankan, aren't you?
Nihal Arthanake. How do you say it?
I go with Arthanake.
Arthanake. I knew that. What's
the book? I can't see. I can only see the back of the book.
Very good for you and me, actually.
What is it? Show me. Let's talk. No. How to have better conversations, which is, of course, what we're going to be talking to Darren and Zena about, amongst a whole heap of other things.
Adam Kay has, Brilliant and Necessary. I love Adam Kay. From Adam Kay.
I know. I saw the television programme.
I've read the book.
He was a guy that was a gynecologist or something, wasn't he, when he wasn't supposed to be or something like that.
No, he was supposed to be.
Yeah. But he was working in A&E or something.
Or he was in, what do they call it? There's a word for it, muffs and something. Don't know. They have a word for it. I don't know. It's anyway, gynae, let's just say. And he is just overworked, and he's now a very famous author, of course.
So he isn't overworked at all now?
No, but all his relationships were falling apart, and it's very sad. He's great, brilliant writer.
Right,
Wayne has said, by the way, that he lives in Northamptonshire, an hour north of London.
Yeah, well, it's in the Midlands, isn't it?
Yeah, but what's your Northamptonshire? It must be, Brummie?
It's just northern home counties, really, isn't it?
How does a Northampton person speak?
They're posh, aren't they?
Are they?
You're posh Wayne, aren't you?
Posh Wayne.
Right, okay. I've had a tweet from Chips and Dinks. They say, loving the lineup. Great company for the show this afternoon, Business Bunker. We hope to join you, but may have to catch up. As busy making and spraying internal doors, and we would like a shout out. And I'm going to give a big shout out to Chips and Dinks. They've just put Amanda's car back together. And
what's she done now? Another scrape.
No, the car's due to go back to the leasing company, so we had to have it all put back together. And Tony's done a fabulous job under very difficult circumstances and doing it very quickly, and he's done a fantastic job, as they always do. And I can only say that I highly recommend Chips and Dinks for repairing all your little minor scratches, dinks and wheels and all kinds of things.
So you have to have it all pristine to send back.
Yeah, you do. Tony's going to do my alloys, which I've curbed.
That's why I bought my car, because I own it and I don't really worry too much. about it.
You just wreck it. Do you want to buy mine? I was surprised, actually.
I wouldn't mind, but I think yours is a bit big boy for me.
I'm surprised, actually. Normally, when you return a hire car, they don't want to know. A PCP car, they just take it back. This time, they said, did I want to buy it?
Yeah, that's a good idea. I would.
Well, the last time I tried to buy one off them, they made a right fuss. About 8 years ago, I tried to buy a car that I'd leased, and they went, oh, no, I don't want to sell it to you. No. I eventually bought it off them. But this one, they've offered me a really good price on it, if you fancy it.
Your one is a bit butch for me, to be honest.
It's a 3-litre AMG
Cooper. It's lovely.
Cooper,
I do like yours. Yeah. A, it's black. I don't really like black
it's
cars.
It's grey.
Is it?
Yeah.
Mine's grey, isn't it?
Yours is grey with a red roof. Yeah. Mine's grey too.
Mine's not red, is it? It's like
it's
wine.
Burgundy, yeah.
Burgundy. And then I've got...
My car is exactly the same colour as yours. It's grey.
It?
Yeah.
Is it? But your roof doesn't come off.
No, not deliberately,
I was unless you go under a low bridge.
Yeah.
I was driving with my roof off just yesterday. I do like it. Ruins my hair, but I do like it. I might buy it off you. I'll have a think. But I really need I need a dog car.
It's only two doors, you see.
Yeah, now I need a dog car. Do you know, our Honda CRV, or whatever it's called, has done 200,050 miles. Never spent more than 800 on it, ever. Honda, amazing. And then the dog chewed a seatbelt. Yeah. And so this MOT, it was £400. For the dog's seatbelt. And that was a second-hand seatbelt.
Your dog's a liability, isn't it?
I know. Do you want it?
No. Right, I'm going to do one more tweet and then I'm going to play the cheesy tunage.
Okay.
Because we're running out of time now. We haven't even started the show. Yeah. Martin Reeves has been on from Buddy Collectors. I'd love a Business Bunker shout out, please, Paul and Jules. I'm back from our family holiday. They went to Butlin's at Minehead.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, we had a fabulous time and our kids had the best time ever making memories for them. So, welcome back. I'm glad you had a lovely time with your family, Martin. You deserve it. And, thank you for supporting the show. And then very quickly, Phil Wilson says, hi, Vanilla Webb and Jill Sirkin. I'm launching Junk Jam into Medway schools this coming term. They are exciting rhythm events using repurposed buckets, bins and cans and tins. We carry a very important recycling and environmental message. And you can also follow them on Junk Jam 1, their Twitter handle, as well as Phil himself, who is Pip Drums on Twitter. And the Junk Jam classes in schools are brilliant. They are absolutely brilliant. It's all about recycling, but it's all about music and maths and all kinds of other things while having loads and loads of fun. So do look out for that because it's brilliant. And if you're a governor, teacher or parent at a school and you'd like to have Phil come in, let us know because it is really brilliant fun and the kids absolutely love it. So do check that out.
I think kids always love everything that's sort of hands-on and not too...
Yeah, I'm going to play some cheesy tunage now. Now, we're a bit out of sequence because normally I play it for the next guest, but our next guest is going to be the lovely Gemma Pryor from Trinity Accounting. But the cheesy tunage is for our studio guests, Darren and Zenat. And here it is.
I'm not going to guess because
you know what it is anyway because you looked it up on my thing. It's Chris de Burgh.
I've never looked at your thing before, but, you know.
It's Christopher and it's Talk to Me.
Very good. I see what you did there. I love
these
books.
You see what
books.
I did there?
I
did there.
Talk to me. I need a little advice. I've got you on my mind. Words of passion coming out of the night. You make me feel alive. I'm not one in a million. I'm a million in one. Thinking of ways to your heart. I've got a feeling that it will be your hand. Taking me.
Become part of our community to build your social media habits with workouts. Increase your brand's presence and engagement. Go to wedosocialmedia.co.uk to register for 2 free social media workouts every Wednesday. 10:30 a.m. Facebook and 11:30 a.m. LinkedIn.
Talis Independent Financial Advisors can help you invest, organise your pensions, and even get you the best possible life insurance, mortgage, or equity release deal. Check out talisifa.com.
Jobsinkent.com, the quick and simple way to advertise your job vacancies in Kent, with prices from just £99 per job per month. Visit Kent's largest job site, jobsinkent.com.
Loch Associates Group. Let us look after all your people needs so you can focus on growing your business. No long-term tie-ins, just responsive, commercially minded support. Find us at lochassociates.co.uk.
So that was Chris de Burgh, yeah.
Lady in Red.
No, it wasn't Lady in Red. It was Talk to Me, which is in tribute to Darren and Zeenat, who we're going to talk to shortly. But before we talk to Darren and Zeenat, I've got an interview that I recorded. It's the third in a series that I'm doing from the Maidstone Business Terrace. The Maidstone Business Terrace is a co-working and office space in Maidstone, run by Maidstone Borough Council. And I did a series of interviews with some of the tenants there. And I caught up with a lovely lady called Gemma Pryor, who is the owner and chief executive of Trinity Accounting. So let's hear what Gemma had to say.
Yes.
I've just met Gemma Pryor from Trinity Accounting Services. Good afternoon, Gemma. Welcome to the Business Bunker Show.
Good afternoon.
It's lovely to meet you. Why don't you start off by telling us a little bit about Gemma?
So I'm an accountant. I've been doing it since I was, well, I'd say about 20 years now.
No. No, you haven't. You're not old enough.
I'm trying to think. Literally, you just threw me then as
sorry,
well.
Sorry.
Hang on, I was trying to work it out as I was doing it then. I'm 35, so starting when I was 20. 15 years.
Okay.
You're not recording that, are you?
Yeah, I am. Yeah, no, that's fine.
But you're not going to put that in.
Yeah, that's good. No, that's good. You're fine.
So I'm Gemma. I'm an accountant. Yeah. I've been in accounts now for 15 years. Yeah. Started off up London in industry accounts and gradually worked my way into practice. And I've recently, it's taken me a while, but set up my own practice, which is a Trinity Accounting Services.
Fantastic. So when did you set it up, Gemma?
I set it up, I'd say, just shy of a year ago now. Started the transition through lockdown. Obviously, lockdown was the help in that, which was great. And, just basically gradually moved away from managing a practice to running my own one.
Okay. So, you're just over a year old?
Yep.
Fantastic. It's interesting. I've been in business a long time because I'm much, much older than you. And I've been through a few recessions and problems. Nothing quite like the last couple of years, but it's actually a good time to start a business in times of adversity, because if you can start a business then, you can start a business anytime.
Yes, definitely. Especially if it's one that you can do from home, or that you don't need any facilities to do that, then yeah, definitely.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, you're based here at the Business Terrace in Maidstone.
Yep, I am indeed.
So what brought you to the terrace?
It's quite a good base, really. It's quite a central town centre. You're a base to many areas, and it's a brilliant facility, which means that you're not working from home. It's a bit more professional being in an office, and especially when I'm client-based, I do see a lot of clients. It's nice for them to come to a good facility.
Absolutely. So let's now talk a little bit about Trinity Accounting Services and the services you offer. So tell us a bit about what you actually do as an accountant.
So as an accountant, I've kind of, over the years, learned that a lot of accountants do your accounts at the end. Obviously, the horse has bolted and everything's happened. Whereas what I've brought on is more of a monthly management of the accounts. So as small companies are going, I'm letting them know at the end of each month how they're doing, what their tax is, what to save, what their personal tax is, and basically giving them advice as well as just being an accountant so that they can actually progress in their business as well.
Oh, I like that. Oh, I do like that. It's one of the things I learned the hard way being in business. Like a lot of people that start in business, I couldn't be doing all that nonsense, all that bookkeeping and accounting and having receipts and all that. I wanted to do the business I'm in, but I learned the hard way, that if you don't manage what your business is doing, you're not in control of it. So you're basically offering almost monthly management accounts.
Yes, basically. That's kind of my niche, really, to be able to give. It's something I've learned over the years that a lot of accountants are doing it at the end, and there's a lot of problems that they face by doing that, and they could have fixed whilst during the year end and whilst they're progressing, and different areas to say, well, you should be doing this or you shouldn't be doing that, and kind of helping them business-wise at the same time as doing their accounts as well.
That's a really valid point you make. And one of the things that used to catch me out many years ago is you get to the end of a financial year and your accountant will go, right, you've made X amount of profit. And you go, oh, if I'd have known that a while back, I would have bought this or I would have invested in that rather than wait till the end and then pay loads of corporation tax on it.
Yes, exactly. That happens a lot, where they could have bought a fixed asset, say a van or a commercial vehicle, yeah. And it could have saved them a hell of a lot of tax that they didn't know throughout that year end. But once you've got to the year end, there's nothing you can do about it. It's too late.
Absolutely. Okay, so that's fantastic. And I love what you're doing. And I'm assuming you work primarily with small and medium-sized businesses?
I do indeed, yeah.
That's nice. And did you mention that you do the personal tax for people too?
I do indeed. So a lot of the tax I do is self-employed. Yeah. So the contractors, CIS, Construction Industry Scheme, every year they'll come to me and then get it done quickly for them, and then they know what tax they've got to save then before they get to January.
Absolutely, yeah. And or do you get involved in the tax on account nonsense?
Yes.
You can tell looking at my face that I'm on PAYE and I still get to pay my tax in advance. I don't know how that happens.
Yes, I know.
Cool. Yeah, they want their pound of flesh before I've even earned it. Okay, that's cool. Now, in your practice, are you using digital tools? Because, I mean, there's a lot of stuff going on now. You mentioned construction, and we got things like reverse VAT in construction and stuff like that. But we got this whole making tax digital thing that's going on. So how's that affecting you as an accountant and your businesses that you look after?
Yes, so due to obviously the rollout of Making Tax Digital, we have moved a lot of people onto softwares. And to be honest, I think it's a good thing because it's easier for them to see what's going on because they're live bank feeds. They can see every month what's coming out, what's going in. Whereas beforehand, they were just doing on spreadsheets or pieces of paper and they weren't really knowing what was going on. So I think it's actually a good thing that it's going that way. But yes, it's all software based. All the big softwares out there are all doing the same thing.
Fantastic. Yeah, I mean, back in the day, it used to be a shoebox full of receipts at the end of the year. And we went, yeah, Miss Accountant, here's my stuff. And you'd have to sit there going through it all.
Yeah, that still happens. Don't worry.
Does it? Oh, dear. but hopefully, digitising a lot of it will kind of move away from that eventually.
Yes, it will. And yeah, it just makes it easier for both the client and the accountant. So you're both working off the same hymn sheet, really.
Yeah. Do you recommend a particular set of software? Are you specialist in one area or will you handle most of them?
I will diverse and handle most of them because I do think that every software is specific to each type of company. For example, Xero is great for big companies, whereas QuickBooks is great for just a sole trader. So it's very different. So it's good to give advice on either, really.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, and for you, I mean, do you work on your own or do you have people working with you?
At the moment, I'm on my own, but the reason for coming to the Business Terrace is so that I can expand and get an assistant to assist in that, really.
Yeah, absolutely, because it's early days in your practice. Yeah, absolutely. I guess it's also a learning curve for you. You know, all the new regulations and everything that come out, and they seem to change them on a regular basis. Keeping up with it all can be quite difficult, can it?
It can indeed. We have to do a lot of online courses to keep up with HMRC and all the new changes that they like to implement, then take away, and then implement again. So It's forever changing.
Talking to HMRC, oh dear, one of my favourite pastimes, not. I guess you talk to them quite a lot, though.
Yes.
Do you have a hotline to them?
We actually do have an agent line, yes, yeah. Which we get through quicker.
Absolutely. I knew that because I just funny, just for what it's worth, HMRC, as far as my personal tax is concerned, went a bit silly in the last couple of months. They kept sending me new tax codes. And I couldn't make head, you know, I go into my gateway, I can't make head nor tail of where they got the data from that they want to change my tax code from. And trying to ask them was almost impossible, yeah. In fact, I think I lodged an email appeal with them about 7 months ago, and they haven't replied yet. So eventually I rang my accountant and I'm going to sort it out, and of course they phoned them straight away and they actually answered the phone.
Yes, that does happen quite a lot. I do get that quite a lot. Can you call? Because I'm on the phone for hours, but obviously I think they're just they're quite understaffed as well since COVID, so it's just another struggle for them, I think, as well.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Cool. So what are your ambitions for Trinity Accounting Services, Gemma?
It's just basically to expand more. Now, obviously, I've come to the Business Terrace. That's given me the opportunity to do that, take on some assistance to be able to expand further and gain more clients and just continue as I'm doing, really.
Are you specialising in one particular sector in terms of your clients, or is it anyone that's, you know, in any sector?
Very, very varied sectors. I have from different constructions to hairdressers, really random.
Okay, cool. No, that's good, and it makes life more interesting, doesn't it?
Yeah, it keeps you on your toes, that's for sure.
Yeah, and I like your approach to what you're doing, you know, offering this monthly insight, because I think that is so important. So many businesses don't have any clue on how they're doing and what their client base is doing. What I mean by that is I've come across businesses in the past that have a customer and they go, oh, this is one of my best customers. And you go, how much money do you make out of it? And they go, well, I don't know.
Yeah, no, they do because they're just doing their part of the business. They're trying to get the income in, but they don't know once it's in what's happening to it all and where it's all going. So giving that monthly insight to this is exactly how it's looking as they're going means that they can think, hang on a minute, is this right or is this not right?
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more. Well, listen, all power to you. I love what you're doing. I love the way you're doing it. And we wish you much continued success with growing your practice, Gemma. If people want to find out about your accounting practice, have you got a website?
I have indeed, yep.
Give us a shout for it.
It's www.trinityaccountingservices.co.uk.
Trinityaccountingservices.co.uk. Check them out. Have a look. See what they offer. You never know. They could be your new accountants.
Thank you.
It's a pleasure. Thank you for joining us on the Business Bunker Show.
Thank you very much.
That was the lovely Gemma Pryor, Trinity Accounting Services, and we caught up with Gemma at the Business Terrace in Maidstone, which is a co-working space and shared office space run by Maidstone Borough Council. We'll have another interview from there next week, do check out Gemma if you're looking for accounting services.
And Chips and Dinks, the lovely, are listening in. So they've stopped spraying and things, you know, spraying cars and bumpers and indoor doors and internal. They're listening in.
I know. I read their tweet earlier.
Did you?
Yeah. Out loud.
But they've just said, no, it's a new tweet.
Oh, it's a new one.
They're saying thanks for the mention.
Oh, wow.
Did you read that one?
No, I haven't.
You see, always one step ahead.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
So they say, thank you for the shout out. Very much appreciated by the Chips and Dinks team, Tony and Bev.
And they're brilliant. They really are brilliant. Give them a follow on Twitter. But more than that, if you've got some scratches, dinks, stinks, or you need something recycled or upcycled. In fact, Tony even sprayed my dining room table.
I know, your black one.
My black one. It wasn't black before he sprayed it.
No. It's like a song by Mick Jagger, isn't it? I want it painted black.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's what you must have played when you did it.
Yeah, but it didn't sound like that, though.
That's just my version.
Yeah.
So we love it, and we love what Bev and Tony do. I've seen them, and they were doing internal doors the other day, which is really good to get a thing.
Don't you know any door songs, though?
Yeah, I do know the Doors.
Yeah. Well, I thought you
missed it. Riders on the Storm.
Exactly. I thought, you know, you missed your cue there, didn't
very
you?
Very good.
Hey, listen, I've had a tweet from Kim Stevens of Caring Camp.
Oh, what's she saying?
She said, I'd love a shout out on a Business Bunker Show. She says, do you know someone that loves helping others, has a passion for the welfare of others, or would make a great carer? Maybe caring is their calling. She said, if you'd like a career in caring, call Amy today on Ashford 01233 619530. We look forward to hearing from you.
I bet they're really busy at the moment.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's quite a dilemma, isn't it? I think my mum, who's 92, Ruth, I took her out on Friday. We went to a little indie restaurant, Paul Andrews.
And what restaurant?
An indie restaurant.
An indie restaurant, not an Indian restaurant. You didn't buy her a curry.
No.
Independent of what? Food?
No, an independent boutique hotel owned by a chef.
In Liverpool?
No, in Faversham.
Oh, blimey.
Yeah.
So there are no Scousers there at all?
No, not one. Okay. No, just a little Faversham.
That's a relief.
Just a little Faversham person. Right. But we had a really nice meal. It used to be called the Faversham Creek with
David Sells' place.
Yeah, and he retired, and it's now owned by a lovely couple, and I've completely forgotten their name, and I did know their name on Friday. And it's a boutique hotel, as you know.
You said, yeah.
And the food was exquisite, and they used to run the Railway Carriage Hotel in Faversham, just opposite the station.
Right.
So they've now bought this boutique hotel, and it was lovely. My mum loved it. She said it was the best chicken she'd ever had.
Right.
Well, there you are. So I said, thanks for that. Every Sunday roast she's ever had of mine. And then I took her down the road, because the Faversham market was on, and I love a street market, as you know. And the farmer there, it's Whitegates Farm, and best eggs ever. My mum went wild. She bought a dozen eggs. She said, they've all got double yolks, you know, these. They have very healthy chickens.
And did you then move her on to McNaid's, or...?
No, we didn't move on. I went to get my washing in,
right?
Because it's 5 o'clock.
While she's waffling, Zina, do you notice? Off air, I said to her, when we come back, we need to read a tweet or an email.
We
got half a tweet, and then we went into another gastronomic story about, you know, something she's had to eat.
Yeah, so
somewhere.
Then I got my washing in, and my mum sat in the car while I got my washing in.
I know Anina Brighton's story about that.
Yeah, Dame Wash-a-Lot.
Did they tip it down a tree afterwards?
Tracy Ferguson at Tasey
64.
Thank you. When I'm 64, everything's got a song. Have you noticed? Everything you say. She sent me a whole Enid Blyton thing, and you'll see it on her Twitter.
Oh, well, okay.
And she agreed that it's Dame Wash-a-Lot and it's Slippery Slip. But as I was saying, I got my washing in, left my mum in the car, and then we went back to hers and had organic
chicken.
Champagne.
Oh, right.
And lots of nibbles, because my mum says, even though we'd had a 10-course meal, she said, you can't have champagne without nibbles. So we had nibbles as well.
Right.
A long, empty seaside unit. This is near my hometown.
Oh, sorry, we're back on track. All right,
yeah.
Okay.
Planned to be turned into a swanky wine bar, is now poised to become a hearing aid clinic.
I saw that, yeah.
From a swanky wine bar to a hearing aid clinic. You know, I always get them mixed up, don't you?
Yeah.
I go into a wine bar and I say, can I have a hearing test, please? I go to order a bottle of wine and find there's little headphones going on and they're doing their beep. Can you hear that? Can you hear that beep? Anyway, so developers have spent years, they say, trying to nail down a tenant for their site in Beech Walk. It was going to be a yoga studio at one point, and then COVID came, of course. This is in sunny Whitstable. They failed to fill the space, and the site is just yards from the beach and was previously home to the Savoy Snooker and Social Club before it was flattened 6 years ago. A luxury residential complex boasting a top floor penthouse now stands in its place, but a commercial unit on the ground floor has never been filled. You know who owns the Savoy? My neighbours, the Crays.
Don't
I? Yeah, there's a lot of history of Whitstable and the Crays. So Steve Cray, who is the nephew of the Crays. So they were his uncles. He's my next door but one neighbour. And they sold the Savoy. They owned everything in Whitstable. Yeah. Be a bit careful about what I say, because they might take my toenails off or something.
Yeah.
But anyway, long story short, they sold everything. To developers, so they didn't develop it themselves.
Sure.
See what I'm saying?
Anyway, it's going to be a hearing aid centre now, not a wine bar.
I beg your pardon? In a way, I'm quite pleased, because we have got an awful lot of food and drink places in Whitstable, which, you know, sometimes you want something else.
Yeah.
I'm not sure I want
to. Like hearing tested.
Yeah, maybe.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
What's on in Kent? Say, this weekend is packed full of Halloween events. We have a category dedicated to everything spooky. Yeah, from family-friendly parties to masquerade balls. They say, check out TJ's Pub, Cyclo Park, Leeds Castle, Cave Canterbury, HBO Tales, Chilston Park, and far more. So you can do that by downloading the app, What's On in Kent. It's a brilliant app. Download it. And you can go to your Halloween party. We've got a Halloween party.
Oh, yeah, Fruitworks.
Yeah, Booze and Booze.
Yeah, I went past the other day. They've also got, of a Monday, they have a lovely sort of yogi lady in for free stuff.
Yoga.
Meditation and that. Well, it's meditative yoga, isn't it? It's contemplation and meditation.
Yeah.
And I could probably go one day, and I might, because it looked very interesting.
All right.
And, oh, Tracy Ferguson says she loves my accent, Liverpool.
Don't encourage her, Tracy, please.
And who else have we got? We've got quite a lot going on, actually. And there were some that we should have said. And Chips and Dink says, thank you, Jules, for paying attention, because you said you'd already read it. And actually, there's another one.
Sorry, Bev.
Talk about that. An online store that exclusively sells English wines is set to open its first bar alongside a hearing aid. Cork.
You made that up.
I know. I put that bit in. Cork with two Ks.
Mm. See what I did there?
C-O-R-K-K.
Cork.
Yeah.
Cork.
Yeah. It's that's Liverpool, isn't it? Cork.
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 Yeah.
Is it Cork?
All right, Cork.
Yeah, all right, Cork. The busies are coming. Cork is planning to welcome its first customers through its doors at the former Trailfinders. So that was the old travel centre, wasn't it?
Yeah, in Burgate.
You're really biting your nails today.
I know.
I'm
well, you're
tell
driving me mad. I'm biting my nails down. I'm trying to keep this show on track. You know, we had a production meeting where we laid out all the production for the show a couple of weeks ago, obviously, as we do
biscuits,
all the time.
Biscuits must be supplied.
And of course, it doesn't ever go.
I bit that nail the other day.
You don't want to do that.
When I was
see what she's doing to me there?
Yeah, no, I got fed up with my headaches and I bit a whole nail, Zena. It's awful. Zena's having a fit. Trailfinder, so it was before that, it was... you know, a travel agency. So it's now going to be a Corky place. Next month, they've already lodged an application for an alcohol premises license with the city council. The business will be the first bar of its kind dedicated to English wines in the country. Founder Jonathan Piggins said English wines have become a very long way, have come a very long way in the last 20 years and are now superb. We have that very special produce right on our doorstep in Kent, and that's what we want to celebrate and help people experience. Fabulous. I expect they'll have a little bit of squares there, won't they? And
I'm sure they will. They'll have all kinds of Heath Hush and Chapel Down and
Balfour Blush.
And Gusbourne.
Yeah.
And all of the...
everything that I have drunk over the last couple of days.
Over the last day, yeah. I've had a tweet from Kevin Edmonds of Real Print Media. He says, hi, Paul and Jules. Can we have a Business Bunker shout-out? Kevin Edmonds, Real Print Media. We'd love a shout-out. Have a great show. So thank you. Do consider yourself shouted out, Kevin. Do give them a follow on Twitter. Real Print Media is their Twitter handle.
And developers are promising a jobs boost after they were given the go-ahead to transform a site ravaged by a 25-day fire. The four-acre plot in the Westwood Industrial Estate off the Nash Road in Margate has stood empty since the suspected arson 4 years ago. The massive blaze broke out inside an empty warehouse packed with waste and saw hundreds of firefighters work around the clock to extinguish the flames. Derelict remains of the building were not cleared for 2 years, but now it appears the site will finally be redeveloped after Thanet District Council gave plans to erect 59 commercial units.
Don't you look at me like that when you say words like that.
So 59 commercial units are going to be erected.
Are they?
Lovely.
We like an erection, don't we?
We do, we do.
Yeah, yeah.
Especially
absolutely.
Of a morning.
Yeah.
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 Business support.
I'm surprised you didn't do knock on wood to that.
Business support with Seven Oaks District Council. It's going to be Thursday, 24th of November. Lots of wheezing and guffawing going on in the studio today with our guests. It's 5 o'clock to 18:45, Seven Oaks District Council offices, Argyle Road. So that's District Council meeting, business support with Seven Oaks District Council, 24th of November, 5 till 6:45. Why does it finish at 6:45 instead of 7?
I don't know.
There you go. That's contact them. It's Argyle Road, Seven Oaks, if you'd like to go. I was saying to my new husband, we're sitting by the pond, as I said, my new pond, which I'm very fond of. And I said, we'd picked all the pears off our pear tree. Not a great bunch.
Were they pickled pears? Did you pick a pear?
And we picked a pear.
Did you?
Pears.
Okay.
So we're sitting there, and he said he'd got all the pears off the tree because the birds are getting them now. And then I saw one over yonder.
Bird or a pear?
A pear.
All right.
And I
well,
said to him, that's just one pear, not a pair of pears.
Oh, okay.
And I said to him, oh, you've forgotten one. And we're sitting on our little cocoon pod thing, whatever they're called. And he said, well, where is it? And he couldn't see, and he's blind as a bat anyway. Yeah. And I said, look, it's at 9 o'clock. And he didn't really understand my clock allergy.
You've got a clock allergy, have you? She's allergic to time.
He didn't understand because I said, well, the tree's like that, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Upright. Yeah. So I said, that's 12 o'clock, yeah. 3 o'clock, 6 o'clock, 9 o'clock.
To the left, yeah.
He said that it had to be flat. But I said, but it's an upright tree, so I'm doing it like a clock, like that. But we had a terrible argument this morning about this. So he says, oh, you'd be an awful sailor because, you know, it's flat, obviously. I said, yeah, see, it's flat.
If it was flat, what time would it have been at?
If it was flat...
It would still been at 9 o'clock.
It would still been at 9 o'clock. Yeah, he's a bit odd, isn't he? You wouldn't think he advises the United Nations, would
you?
Yeah,
well, that's the thing, isn't it? He operates at a much higher level of resonance than the rest of us. Yeah.
But it was definitely 9 p.m, this one pair.
Did he get it?
No, it's probably still dangling there. Yeah. Well, the starlings will be fighting over it now.
Paragon drones have been on.
What are they saying?
They say, hey, Paul and Jules, loving the lineup, mindset and financial advice are both ideal for every small business in these turbulent times. We'd love a shout out and enjoyed the cheesy tunage.
Wayne Cunnington says, Paul is quick off the market today. And then he says, Mark, I mean. I don't know who Mark is, though, do you?
No, I don't know Mark.
I've lost track.
Yeah.
And then he's correcting me and saying analogy. I mean, it's all very well for you, Wayne, sitting there in your little house with your coffee.
Yeah, yeah.
You're not live, are you? You know, sometimes you have to think of these things. I haven't had my fish oil either this morning. Come along and meet other businesses in Sevenoaks and hear the latest updates from
You've just done that one.
No, I haven't. This is the top bit. Is it the same thing then?
Yeah, you've just read that one.
Oh, I only read that bit.
Oh, right.
You see, that's just a trickery, isn't it? Because there's a headline. Is it the same?
Yeah, it is. You've already done that one. Oh, don't worry about it.
But it tells you everything about membership advisors, Jane Martin. Yeah. I'll throw that away then.
Yeah.
How to comply with making tax digital.
Oh, go on.
Haven't read that, have I?
No.
Time is running out. Start complying with making tax digital law today. Mm-hmm. Find out the 4 steps your small business can take to comply with the tax legalisation and where you can find compatible software. You can go to www.fforfreddy.sforsugarbforbertie.org.uk/resources-page and then how to prepare for making tax digital.
Great. Kenwood Trust hosts a family Christmas fair with Santa's Grotto and festive alpaca visits.
Is it a fair or a fair?
It's a fair. Mm. For the first time in 4 years, Kenwood Trust opens its doors to the public again for a magical family Christmas fair taking place on Saturday the 26th of November from 10 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. Local businesses can take advantage of this public event to sell their products or services ready for the Christmas season by holding a stand. And it costs just £30 to have a stand, which is really good value.
Good.
Please email reception at kenwoodtrust.org.uk to book your stand. There are still 20 stall places available. This is all to help raise funds for Kent's leading charitable alcohol and drug rehabilitation centre. Kenwood Trust will be hosting a Santa's Grotto. Santa's Little Alpaca Helpers will be there for family meet and greets. There's festive saxophone tunes, 20 stalls offering local goods, and warm festive refreshments will be available. This event is completely free to all our local friends and families. That's free to attend, yeah. Kenwood Trust is a residential drug and alcohol rehabilitation centre based in Yalding, just outside Maidstone, offering a supportive residential environment for men and women. The charity's team are highly skilled and experienced in supporting individuals through the delicate and challenging process of change within a safe and supported environment. So do check it out. If you're a member of the public, you just turn up on Saturday the 26th and enjoy. If you'd like to book a stand, reception@kenwoodtrust.org.uk is the email address you're looking for.
And Sarah Marsh Collins is listening in, probably from her lovely little Devon hideaway.
Absolutely.
She's Devon or Cornwall, I always forget.
Devon.
Famous for cream tea, cream on top. She says, Trinity Cald Accounting sound like the perfect accountancy firm. Very best of luck to them. And she used the B-Bunker hashtag, so we're happy with that.
Fantastic. There's Medway Networking with Zoe Cairns taking place on Thursday the 3rd of November, 5:30 to 7 o'clock. And it's at the Joiner Shop in the historic Dockyard, Chatham. If you want to book your tickets, go to kentbusinessradio.co.uk/calendar.
And Southeast Business has Boost Grants. Funding is still available to SMEs via the Southeast Business Boost. The program is completely free to access, providing you meet the required eligibility and can help your company to expand physically and financially. You can find out more by applying or going on to www.sebusinessboost.org.uk.
Fantastic. Junk Jam has been on again, hoping to get a mention on the Business Bunker Radio today. Bashing recycled buckets can help, really help the environment. They say about climate change and teaching kids how to recycle stuff and how to make music at the same time. So do give them a follow. Junk Jam 1, number one, Junk Jam 1 is their Twitter handle.
And could you be our next winner? There's still time to put your business in the spotlight with the FSB Celebrating Small Business Awards of 2023. So it's for next year. You can enter for free, they say. Give your business a boost with the potential for UK-wide publicity, as well as networking with other small business owners and industry leaders. Whether you're a new business looking to shine in our startup category, or you're showcasing your achievements with the Exporter of the Year Award, don't miss out on this fantastic opportunity. It's quick, free, and open to all small businesses. So what are you waiting for? Please go to 3ws.fsbawards.co.uk. And as usual, everything that we read out will be on kentbusinessradio.co.uk after the show.
Absolutely. I've had a tweet here from Athelbrae.
Oh, what are they saying?
And they say, hi, Business Bunker team. This is not a business-related tweet.
Oh.
I'm sorry, we don't do anything that's not business-related on this show. But could you share the details below for all our four-legged friend owners as the fireworks season is upon us? And this is a banner. It says, in case anyone with pets doesn't know, Classic FM, partnered with the RSPCA, are doing a special radio programme and bonfire night to help animals cope with firework noise. You listening to this?
Yeah.
They will be playing classical music to help calm and settle any anxious pets on Friday the 4th and Saturday the 5th of November from 5 to p.m. And apparently it's extremely effective.
Classical music.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. I have a little, often leave Darcy with classical music and a Kong.
Yeah.
A Kong is a big rubber thing and you stuff biscuits in it and stuff. Mm. And a licky mat, peanut butter licky mat. And all these sort of things, just to keep them quiet, you know, and calm.
Okay.
And you can get plug-ins which smell like wet dog, and they're sort of pheromones for dogs.
Right,
and you come in and the hallway smells like wet dog. But that's a great idea, because honestly, you know, the fireworks are very upsetting and traumatizing for little dogs.
Absolutely, yeah. The Business Show is returning for its 44th running at the Excel Centre in London on the 16th and 17th of November. The 2022 edition is set to be the biggest yet, with over 750 exhibitors, 200 interactive masterclasses, live panel debates, speed networking, and over 200 seminars covering everything you need to know to start or grow your business. If you'd like to book your free tickets, go to kentbusinessradio.co.uk/calendar. And Canterbury Christchurch University are offering businesses a range of services to help with their operations, from recruitment to consultancy and high quality facilities. This is a great opportunity to find out how your business can work with the university. And there's an event being held on the 10th of November from 10:30 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. at the Royal Tunbridge Wells Solomons Institute for Applied Psychology, which is part of the campus of Canterbury Christchurch University. And that's in the Lucy Fields Business building, One Meadow Road, Tunbridge Wells. To book your place, as always, kentbusinessradio.co.uk/calendar.
I was laughing there. You know how much house building and development we've got going on in Kent, over some of our farmland and stuff, and they all have lovely names like Meadow Way Cricket. So, you know, they're built over a cricket pitch, and it's Cricket Way, and forest this and wood that, and it's a bit hypocritical. I just wanted to say to some of the new listeners, like Wayne Cunnington, who's listening in, and he's not allowed on Twitter, for talking about his Twitter. No, not his Twitter. He's AstraZeneca damage. But for example, he won't know some of our listeners. So we're always talking about Taisy 64, the lovely Tracy Ferguson, and she's the owner of Plucky's World. And if you remember, Wayne, she was on a couple of weeks ago talking about her, what she's up to. And she's a trainer and a mentor, and she says the time to do what you love is now. And she, you can find her on pluckysworld.com, which is pluckysworld.com, and she's well worth having a look at that. Amazing. In fact, I've got some cards to give to a few people in my inbox.
We're going to join the Channel Radio newsroom shortly. See if we can find out who's Prime Minister today.
I wonder if they're redecorating 10 Downing Street yet again. Because old, what was Mrs. Johnson's name?
I can't remember.
Carrie.
Yeah.
She, it was not very tasteful, I didn't think.
No.
It was a lot of money.
Yeah.
It was a bit gaudy, I thought.
Yeah, it was, yeah.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Very flock wallpaper.
Yeah, but now Larry.
Zenak's laughing. I'm trying to find out what Zenak's laughing
at. She's been laughing the whole show.
She's pointing at her phone and laughing.
I've actually peed myself, excuse me, because I've been laughing so much. But no, because you're talking about the Prime Minister, Sarah Marsh Collins has tweeted in, this has just turned up in one of my clients' LinkedIn feeds. I literally spat out my coffee and she sent a picture of, it says, congratulations, Rishi Sunak, on starting a new position at 10 Downing Street. View more job changes.
As you do. Right. But you know, Larry the cat, because Rishi's very, very wealthy, isn't he?
Yeah.
He's richer than Prince Charles. Was he? King Charles. Charles, I call him.
Yeah.
He's richer than Queen Charles. And Larry the cat is going to be fed on caviar and things.
Yeah, absolutely.
He's going to have, he's won the lottery, Larry the cat.
Right, we're going to join the Channel Radio newsroom. When we come back, we're going to speak to Darren and Zena and hear some more of your emails and tweets. But for the moment, let's go to the Channel Radio newsroom.
Let's find out what's happening.
This is Channel 2.
The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.